Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. If you're looking for some wrestling tonight, you have WCWO back at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. 3-2-1 battle in our neck of the woods in Seattle for 3-2-1 versus ECCW. All-Star Wrestling in Vancouver, B.C. VWE in Imperial, California. PPW in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. NSCW in Franklin, Kentucky. AIW in Cleveland, Ohio, and CCW in Spokane, Washington. Tomorrow night, AWF in Peoria, Arizona, ASWF in Tuckerman, Arkansas, All-Star Wrestling returning tomorrow to Surrey, BC, PWR in Santa Rosa, California, OFW in Atlanta, Georgia, RCW in Chatsworth, Georgia, POG in Coldwater, Michigan, WAW in Manchester, New Hampshire, MCIW in Dale, Indiana, EPW in Auburn, New York, Lucha Libre Volcanica in Seattle, Washington, and then you have two chances to find myself tomorrow. I'll be at Big League Wrestling in Tukwila, Washington, and later tomorrow night I will be at Project 42 in Seattle for the big benefit show for the survivors of Wakanda. So make sure you find me if you're in the Western Washington. Anywhere you are, get out there, support independent professional wrestling, go to a show, buy some merchandise. And without further ado, I would like to welcome our guest today. He is the voice of Lions Pride Sports in Texas. Rod Sterling, welcome to the program.
Sign Guy, how are you doing, sir? It's an honor and a privilege to be here on your show.
Doing very well. Since today is your first time with us, we're going to start you off with our traditional first-timers question. What led to you getting into this crazy business of professional wrestling?
Oh, I guess just luck and opportunity, man. Hey, before we get started, I just want to ask you, you guys are interviewing me, Sign Guy. You're in Seattle, Washington right now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I'm all the way down here in southern Louisiana right now. That's where I live. And I don't know if our time zones are different, and I know that, I don't know if you guys have this up there or not, all the way in Seattle, Washington, but have you ever heard of a thing called Beer 30?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, then you understand, on a Friday afternoon, I'm really sacrificing being on this show right now.
Well, you know, there's nothing stopping you from achieving Beer 30 while you do the interview, just to throw that out there.
Well, on that note, all right. So, anyway, I just wanted to mess with you a little bit about that. Hey, before I answer your question, just real quick before we start, I didn't check with you on this, but I would like to dedicate this interview and this time that we're spending on this podcast to someone who we lost in our family at Lions Pride Sports. She was our licensed massage therapist. Her name was Crystal Mitz. She passed away in a horrific automobile accident, actually a motorcycle accident in June, and we lost her. And she left us too soon. She was our professional massage therapist for Lions Pride Sports. She has a son that she and other family members, but her son Jacob He's obviously, you know, still with us. He is one of our security for Lions Pride Sports for our events. He's also on the ring crew. And he's also being trained right now at the Lions Den, which is Lions Pride Sports training facility. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But anyway, before we got started, I just wanted to put it out there that I'd like to dedicate this interview to the memory of her and also send some love out to her family. She's deeply missed and will be missed. She took care of the boys very well after every match. Go back to the locker room, any kind of pull, strains, anything sore, you know, she would throw them down on that table and get and start working on them. And I tell you what, she was an asset and will be truly, truly missed. So I don't want to start us off on a down note, but it's actually a positive note just to celebrate her life and what she meant to us at Lions Pride Sports.
Absolutely. Very sorry to hear of your loss, and that would be phenomenal if more wrestling organizations were able to employ massage therapists, because I know a lot of times it would be very helpful in a locker room.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about her was this, she wasn't employed. She did it on a volunteer basis just because she loved Houston Carson, the owner and promoter for Lions Pride Sports, loved what they stand for, how they help the community. And all she was doing was giving back. She was a fan of the of our genre of entertainment as well, and so she was just the talent she had. She wanted to give to the industry and give to professional wrestling, and so it was just all done on a volunteer basis. Just because she loved the sports, loved the athletes, and that in itself speaks of the type of human being that Crystal was, that she would do that on that volunteer basis. And just, she was family. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a hired thing. She was family. So thank you so much for letting me say that at the beginning of the show. And so your first question was, how did I get started in this business? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Man, I have a little bit about myself. I'm 43 years young. I'm married. I have a wife that's about 8 years younger than me. She's about 34. Been married 16 years now. I have a couple kids. Growing up, I watched professional wrestling as a young person. I watched with my grandfather at his house. We would watch Mid-South wrestling. So I'm sure you're familiar with that. That would be the Bill Watts territory in our end of the world here. Ran Arkansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana-ish areas that come down through Shreveport, Alexandria, New Orleans, and even to Lake Charles, which is where I am geographically, where I live. I live about 30 miles north of Lake Charles. Lake Charles is the biggest city that I'm near. And Mid-South Wrestling would come to the Lake Charles Civic Center. My grandfather would bring me, and I'd watch on television. So I did that as a young person. I kind of got away from it, I guess, a little bit through middle school. I mean, there wasn't much going on at that time in the 80s. I guess I was interested in professional wrestling. And then along came WCW and that transition. And they really started gaining some steam and being on the Superstation, being on television. And, of course, what that was a lot of the former Mid-South athletes like your Dusty Rhodes, your Ric Flair, your Sting, Road Warriors, those guys were kind of transitioning over to WCW at the time. And so that's what I knew when it came to professional wrestling. So that's why I watched WCW. I was not that big of a WWE or WWF at the time fan. I knew about it. I watched it. I had a group of friends that in my high school days that we would watch together. And right out of high school, I guess around 93-ish is when 94 somewhere is when the Monday Night War would start. And it was WCW Nitro versus WWF Raw. And we would, you know, get together at each other's houses, and we would watch Monday nights, and then there's a pay-per-view, we'd all chip in and watch a pay-per-view together. And so that's kind of where I was as a fan. Fast forward later into life, about 9 years ago, probably almost 10 years now, I had a friend who contacted me and said, hey, man, there's this common friend of mine, this lady. She has a son that's in the wrestling business. I was like, wow, that's cool. You know, it's like awesome. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I wonder who it is. You know, when someone says, you got to understand where I live, I didn't know anything at all about independent professional wrestling at the time. I didn't even know it was a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know it was out there. And all I knew about professional wrestling is what I'd seen on TV. So little did I know in these smaller towns around me that there's actual professional wrestling shows going on. And so the promoter needed, the person that we're talking about, needed a ring announcer for their show. And so they knew, the lady knew that our little group of friends loved professional wrestling, blah, blah. I said, do you have anybody in your friends that would want to do that? And my best friend said, I have the perfect person for that. And so he got me in contact with this promoter. I went over there, a little small town, and I was excited. I was very stoked to do it. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be – not only am I going to a wrestling show, but I'm going to be a part of the show. You know, I was pretty stoked about that and pretty excited. And I brought my family with me. We got there, and then I met the promoter. He ran over the card with this and that, and then reality hit. Sign guy, reality hit that what does a ring announcer do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was so pumped up about being on the show that I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here, you know? And so smartened me up a few things, and I actually did a little bit of a research, obviously, you know, prior to the show. I'd go back and watch, you know, say Dave Penzer or Bruce Buffer, Michael Buffer. I was into some MMA stuff at the time, so I'd watch ring announcers there just to get an idea. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something, you want to do it right, you know. And so, and little did I, as much as prepared as I was, I didn't realize how underprepared or what my eyes were going to be open to as far as what, you know, what you're really doing there and what you need to be doing. And so, so anyway, I went to the event. It was a great event. I got to work with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and also Georgie, the one-man gang, was there. And so it was pretty awesome for me to be in the same ring and announcing to the ring, you know, people who I was a fan of, you know, as a child growing up. And to that day, I was still a fan, you know, of these people. So I did that show, and the guy told me that the promoter was like, he's like, you know, you did a great job, you know, thank you so much. I still didn't know what I know today, and I've learned and adapted since then. And so that's how I got my start, man, a phone call. You know, I was a fan. Someone took a chance on me, didn't know me, and then just went from there.
One of the things that you are involved in as far as wrestling goes, besides ring announcing, you do a bit of production work for some of the videos and the broadcast side of things. What has it been like not only working in front of the people and being the face of the company, but working behind the scenes to make sure that what the viewers see is going to be the best available product?
Well, what that is like is what that looks like for me is I assist and provide production when it comes to the sound in the arena, the sound systems, which is, you know, speakers, subwoofers, soundboard, wireless microphones, things of that nature. Also working with the production company, if that company has one, that is there videoing. So, you know, there's – I'm trying not to get into too much technical stuff here. I don't want to, you know, be boring. But, you know, how to hook up to your board to record those things if they're recording, you know, for purposes of showing it, you know, as a broadcast later. So helping with that. And then also if you have commentators, commentary team, you know, you've got to be able to hook that up to your board. Not obviously it's not projected through the arena, but it's recorded to be later on voiced over and mixed with the video. So helping with those connections. And then also I do lighting as well. That's probably the thing you fan will mostly notice, not so much the sound, but the lighting. I have just a plethora of lighting equipment. I have entrance truss. I have numerous LED lighting fixtures, can lighting for lighting the ring. And so basically how I got started with that was after I'd done that initial show that I told you about, that company and that promotion didn't run any other shows after that. It was just, they're just going to take a break or for whatever reasons. I don't know why. And then I didn't do it for about a year or almost maybe a year and a half. And then another promotion called me out of Lake Charles, Louisiana, excuse me. And I went and bring an ounce for them. And the reason why I got into the production side of things is because I seen bad production. Does that make sense to you as a production person? I knew, like I'm standing in the ring announcing people, right? And so there is a formula. So if I'm in the ring and we're beginning, you know, this the next match, and I state to the crowd, the following contest is scheduled for one fall. And then the next thing that's supposed to happen is music is supposed to hit. A heel is supposed to come out and come to the ring and walk around there and get in the ring. He taunts a little bit, gets some crowd reaction. Music stops. I introduce him as he's coming to the ring, you know. Now makes his way to the ring, you know. Hell, fighting out of blah, 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 winging it, blah, 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 pounds, this person. And then the next person, music hits and come in. Well, here's the deal. That's fine and dandy if you're working for a, you know, spot-on company that's got that down production-wise. But if you're at a show where they don't have that timing down, guess who looks like the idiot? The person in the ring holding the microphone, and that's the ring announcer. I can't tell you how awkward it is to stand in the middle of a ring around hundreds and hundreds of people in just dead silence when something is supposed to be happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And so what I was getting at was, like, I know how to do all this stuff. I know sound systems. I know, you know, all these things that need to make this show flow. I was just tired of being, you know, around bad production. And it's like, I wanted to give back anything that I do. It doesn't matter if it's professional wrestling or just anything in life. If we're going to do something, let's do it right. Let's do it correct. That's what I want to be affiliated with, something that's good, you know, because I want to look good, you know. And so that's when I started doing the production side of things, providing my own sound systems, my own lighting and entrance lighting and hooking all that up. And so – and what it ended up doing was making me someone who was actually sought out, because I was almost like a – like a, you know, a triple package thing, where if you hired Rod Sterling, you were getting a ring announcer, you were getting sound equipment, you were getting lighting, and also would bring people with me to run all that stuff. So almost was a package deal. So where a promoter wouldn't have to worry about three different people. I got to hire a lighting guy. I got to hire a sound guy. And I got to find a ring announcer, where if they hire me, I'm kind of a package deal, and I take care of all that. And that's the whole point, trying to take off as much as you can off of that promoter, because you've got other things to worry about other than sound systems, lighting, and ring announcing. And so that's kind of how I started doing all that. And I just grew in that and upgraded my material, my equipment as I went. I wanted it to look good and sound good. And so I just kind of started doing that stuff. So.
Now, obviously, in independent wrestling, especially when you're filming it or broadcasting live for streaming services or an iPay-per-view or what have you, the venues are going to vary as far as quality for broadcast. What might make a really great setting for a live event may not necessarily translate for television, and vice versa. Do you have a particular favorite venue that works the best for the whole package of presentation?
To be honest with you, I am just now in the last year getting to a level in all of this that I'm doing to where I'm actually getting into these venues that are holding the 1,000, you know, plus people. And that was my, and that's my affiliation with Lions Pride Sports in Houston Carson. And so I'd worked for several other companies around this region, and great companies, you know, put on great shows. But I feel like all of that, and I did that for about 6 to 7 years before, prior to working for Lions Pride Sports. And so I think all of that prepared me to get to the level that I am with the Lions Pride Sports. And so as far as venues goes, we've been in some venues. So with Lions Pride Sports, it's a little bit different. They're a touring brand. So they're not necessarily at the same location multiple times. In fact, we have only been to one venue twice, and that's Smitty K's in Bryan, Texas, College Station, Texas. Our upcoming event is a expo center, and it's huge, and we'll be there for the second time. So we're in different events. Now, some other companies are, like, in the same venue all the time. If they're, like, just a local ran independent show, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of such-and-such city, they're always going to run at this Armory or VFW or whatever. That's just where they are. And that's what you should do, you know, if that's what's drawing people. And so, but with Lions Pride Sports, we're a touring brand, and we tour around. If people are listening and doesn't know where College Station is, it's almost Central Texas. That's where Texas A&M is, that college. And so we tour within like a 2.5 to maybe at the most 4-hour radius around College Station. And so we've been in some very good venues as far as production goes. Man, you can make almost anything look like it's supposed to look on camera, because we do record everything video wise. And the trick in that is having someone or having people that know how to make it, what to do cosmetically to the room, how to light it, how to make it appear big, and how to make it appear, you know, bright and colorful. And I have to really tell you that someone that we have on our Lions Pride Sports team, who I'm learning a lot about that with in this last year, is actually our commissioner for Lions Pride Sports, Mr. Aaron Presley. Mr. Aaron Presley has vast knowledge and experience in big venues, and I've learned a lot from him on how to light a venue, a room, to make it appear, you know, great, make it appear grand and big, and how to light things so it looks good aesthetically, especially when you market what you do. And so there are things you can do, and it's just, you got to learn them. You got to get in there and play with things. And going from different venue to different venue, like you would probably guess, there are obstacles that you have to get over. You know what I'm saying? Like, not every venue you roll up in is not going to be just this perfect brand new coliseum or arena. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're top notch and just great. But then you'll get into some older venues where, you know, you plug up in your soundboard and turn everything on, then you got that god-awful hum, you know, because there's a ground in the electric circuit that's not grounded, and it's causing a hum in your sound system. And so you're having to troubleshoot and you know, find, okay, we got to move everything, move to a different circuit, blah, blah, blah. So there are definitely some obstacles when it comes to setting up production. Just to give you, and I'll wrap this part up, this question, but just give you an idea as far as setting up production and what I set up, and I'm not talking about setting up the ring or chairs. That's on a ring crew and trainees who are doing that. I'm just talking about specifically the things that I bring to an event. I have to show up. Let's say if we have a bell time, most of the time your bell time is going to be anywhere from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., somewhere in there. If that's my bell time and doors open at 5 or whatever, 6, I need to be at that venue before noon that day. I try to be there around 11 a.m.-ish, and I can assure you it's balls to the wall until we open the doors. That's how long it literally takes to set up things. It's just as far as sound system, testing all out, and lighting, what looks good, play with things, see what's going to look the best. So it's a half a day. It's a good 5 to 6 hours worth of work just to pull off that event.
Well, at this point in time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I know that QT has some questions also, so I'm going to pass things along to him.
Thank you, Sunday. Hello, Mr. Sunday.
You there, QT?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a lot better now. For a second there, I thought your gimmick was the school teacher off of Charlie Brown.
Oh, well, I had to step away from the computer. I think if I get too close to my computer, there's interference. Yes. Okay.
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I'm glad to speak to an announcer from the Louisiana area. I was stationed on Lake Pontchartrain in the Coast Guard. Lake Pontchartrain.
Oh, amazing. How long ago was that?
That was in 2006 and 2005, right when Hurricane Katrina struck.
Yes. Oh, well, then you were down there for a reason. You seen a lot of things, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw we had our station right next to the levee break.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yes, that was a hard time, and it's amazing that the city recovered like it did, you know, through all that. Thank you, sir, for your service in the Coast Guard.
Oh, that's no problem. That area is pretty historic. But I never tried, although I cooked a lot of, I was a cook in the Coast Guard, and although I cooked a lot of, like, jambalaya for the crew, mm-hmm. I never cooked crawfish.
Oh, you never boiled crawfish?
No, and I hear you're a huge fan of crawfish yourself.
Okay, well, there's a season for crawfish. It usually runs between December, late December, depending how cold or warm of a winter we have. So it usually runs December, January through July. So that's our season for crawfish and when they're formed. So that's when you'll hear about, you know, people having crawfish boils. So people throughout the United States, you know, other than Louisiana, you know, you hear, hey, you want to come over to the house and have a barbecue. And that's kind of a big deal. Like this weekend, you know, you'll get some people over, you know, swim in the pool, let's barbecue. When Louisiana, when on those months, you invite people over to boil crawfish. And that's just as you know, it's just what we do instead of barbecue. You know what I'm saying? So you go buy a sack of crawfish, 30 pounds to a sack, warm up your water outside and throw it in there. You throw some corn in there, some potatoes, some onions, some sausage, some mushrooms, put some Louisiana seasoning in there. And obviously you're drinking ice cold gimmicks the whole time you're doing that. And then you get them hot crawfish and them cold beers. That's a good time.
I thought the official beer for crawfish boils was Guinness.
Yeah. You're ribbing me right now. That's horrible. I should hang up right now. Why are you drinking Guinness with hot boiled crawfish? That's going to be horrible. It's going to upset your stomach. Guinness is so heavy. You need to have, what you need to have is a gimmick chest full of Michelob Ultras for a crawfish boil. That's perfect. Get about a case. About 24 is a good start. And then after we eat 5, 6, 10 pounds of crawfish yourself, you go through those ultras, and we'll go back down to the store and go get some more.
Oh, well, I just thought that the Scottish people used to drink Guinness with their crawfish boils. It was rumored Roddy Piper did this. Yes.
All due respect to Roddy Piper, bless his soul. But if that's how he ate crawfish, I just got news for you. He was doing it wrong, all wrong.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, one of my questions is, have any of your Lions Pride wrestlers used a frozen crawfish as a foreign object?
They have not. Lions Pride Sports is based out of Central Texas. Now, here's the deal about Louisiana, Texas. You have people in Texas who boil crawfish, but they don't know how. They don't know how to boil them like we boil them or boil shrimp. So you really don't have a real crawfish-type environment over there where we're at in Bryan College Station. That's in Texas. They just they don't – they'd be about on the same page as Roddy Piper drinking his Guinness with his boiled crawfish. It just don't make no sense. They wouldn't know what to do with a crawfish if one come up and bit him on the ass.
Oh, okay. I guess they could say the same that you guys from Louisiana don't know what to do with a proper brisket.
There you go. Hey, I'll take that. That's incredible. I'll take that. But listen, hey, we'll cook a gumbo, an etouffee, a jambalaya, some deer sausage. So yeah, whatever they could throw my way, I'm sure I could throw. And you know what? It's funny you say that. You were talking about food. I've actually brought treats for the boys over there when I would go. I'd go by some of our local meat markets over here, and I'll bring an ice chest with some meats and things like that from here over there just to be, you know, to kind of fit in and show everyone, hey, I want to fit in here. You bring treats, would you? You know, and stuff. And so I've done that. Yeah. I brought Boudin. Have you heard of Boudin up in Tacoma, Washington?
Oh, yeah, it's Boudin sausage, yes.
Yes, yes. So you bring some of that. You talk about fit in good with the boys. You bring them food and ice cold gimmicks, and you fit in pretty good.
Oh, gimmick beer. Okay, I didn't really try that when I was down there. Gimmick beer. No. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Well, Mr. Sterling, did you yourself turn out for wrestling in high school?
No, sir. I did not try out for wrestling in high school. You could say most of my amateur fighting was done on a more recreational basis or a need-to-fight basis.
Wow, a need-to-fight basis. I haven't quite heard of that. Were you, like, into strongman competitions or MMA competitions? MMA.
No, sir. It was called growing up in the country and in the South and in a small town, and that's just kind of what you did. I know people in this generation with their social medias and their Facebook, their InstaChats and their Snapgrams and all that, and their tweeters, they might not understand someone like me, maybe the generation I grew up in and the generation definitely before me. That's just kind of what you did was fight. You know, you just – it wasn't that we was mad at nobody or each other. I mean, at the time we were, but that's just kind of what you did when you grew up in high school. You just, you know, you fought. And then when it was over with, it was over with. You shook hands and got over it. Ain't nobody pulled no gun on nobody. It wasn't a racist thing or anything like that. That's just what you did. You grew up like that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just, I guess, a different culture or whatever that I grew up in. I was joking saying that, but that is the truth. That's just the culture that I grew up in. I didn't do any kind of organized athletics in high school. I did play recreational basketball and things like that. I just wasn't into organized sports. So anything that learned about fighting or rest, that came from having to learn. I can take a good butt whipping, I promise you that. I didn't win many, but I can get my butt whipped pretty good. Pretty good at it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now, I can take an ass whipping, yeah.
If you weren't really into sports in high school, were you part of the goth crowd, like the goth kids that drink coffee at Denny's?
Did you say golf?
Yes, goth kids, like they drink
golf.
Coffee
they
at Denny's.
They play golf? Like Tiger Woods?
Yes.
Golf?
Oh, no, goth. Goth kids, like were you a part of the goth crowds that wore black trench coats and red Edgar Allan Poe?
I don't know what that is. I know who Edgar Allan Poe is. I know
okay.
Who David Allan Coe. I know Dave. You know David Allan Coe?
Yeah, he's a country singer. Yes.
That's right. I was reading his poems while drinking ice cold gimmicks, and it wasn't at a coffee shop dressed in black trench coats.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't a goth kid.
Right. That's pretty interesting. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, well, you'll have to look up the animated cartoon or series South Park, and they have some goth kids on there, and they meet at Denny's and drink coffee, and they have a grim outlook on life. Yes.
That's pretty awesome there, QT. Can you get that other fella back on the phone? He was asking better questions than you.
Well, come on. I was going to ask if one of your wrestlers at Lions Pride was more of a goth kid. Yes. I was leading into that question. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, go ahead and ask that question. Maybe Danny Ramone.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Danny Ramone. Now, I know that the name Ramone has a certain legend in rock groups, the rock group Ramones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Mr. Sterling, you mentioned to Sign Guy that you ran the sound system. My question is, do you have PV amps or maybe Marshall amps? At Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland, Oregon, where Sign Guy is a referee, they have PV amps.
PV amps.
Yes.
That's great. They're not using powered speakers. They're using passive speakers because they have to have amps to power their speakers. That's correct. That's great. That's awesome. PV's a great, great brand. I am a musician as well, so I know about all that. I've got a PV T40 bass. And I got a PV bass amp.
Whoa, okay. Is that the same ones? Are those the same ones that you use at the wrestling event?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. See, now I figured you as a Rickenbacker bass type person, a Rickenbacker bass.
Yeah. No, sir, I'm not a Rickenbacker bass player at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Lemmy from Motorhead used a Rickenbacker bass.
Well, that's great.
Lemmy. Oh, I'm just saying that because I think Lemmy would have been a great wrestler, a territorial wrestler.
Yeah,
that's
I think
I'm
I heard Chris Jericho said that about him, I believe, on one of his podcasts.
Yes. He claims for about every day for about 25 years, he drank a bottle of Jack Daniels a day. Somehow his liver held up. Boy, okay.
That's amazing.
All right.
That's amazing.
Yes, plus he smoked a pack and a half of cigarettes a day for 30 years. 30 years. Yes. Okay.
That's awesome. I bet if he was a professional wrestler, I bet he'd get blown up in the ring if he smoked that much.
He probably would. Yes, his cardio might not have been the best.
Probably not.
Well, Mr. Sterling, were you at the April 21st Lions Pride Sports Show at College Station, Texas? And I believe the show was called King of the Pride.
April 21st, King of the Pride. What venue were we in?
That was the one where Jerry Lawler was going to make an appearance.
Yes, that was at Smitty K's. Yes, sir. I do remember that event.
Oh, okay. Well, at that event, which was held at College Station, Texas, you had the Platinum Package, which entailed front row meet and greet seats, and you got to meet Jerry Lawler for $50. You also had the Gold Package meet and greet for $40. Well, Mr. Sterling, did you know that in the U.S., that album sales in the music industry, if they hit the $10 million mark, that the artist or artist achieves diamond status? Oh, I think we got cut off, Song Guy.
No, you didn't cut off. I was getting another cold beer. You got to rambling on about money and stuff, and I shut down on you. My wife's an accountant, a finance officer, and she talks about money. And every time she talks about numbers, I just tune her out and I go get a beer. So I kind of did that to you, and I apologize.
Oh, well, I take that as kind of a form of flattery. It doesn't happen that often, but sometimes people shut down on me.
Well, so what was your question again there, CT?
Well, for that to have that Jerry the King Lawler meet and greet, you got the gold package meet and greet for $40 and the platinum package for $50. Did you know in the music industry in the United States, if you hit the 10 million album sales, that you achieve diamond status?
I didn't know that. What the hell has that got to do with Jerry Lawler?
Well, my question is on that. Were you a big fan of Diamond Dallas Page? Dallas Page.
Yes, I was a fan of Diamond Dallas Page. I really was. You know, everybody loves a good diamond cutter. I can't believe Randy Orton hacked his shit KO. You know, he kind of stole that from DDP.
Yes. Well, keeping in mind that the $10 million album sales is diamond status, were you a big fan of Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond, or Screech?
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, okay. Saved by the Bell was a show in the 90s that was popular, and there was a character called Dustin Diamond Screech. I thought you might have been a huge fan of his.
No. No, sir, I don't remember. See, that age, I was probably middle school age, and we weren't sitting around watching TV. Mostly we were out hunting or fishing or riding our four-wheelers, or we had horses growing up, and so we'd do that. So we're, unlike a lot of kids this generation, how they're glued to their phones watching videos and trying to get likes and shares and all this, we're actually outside playing and getting to know nature and get to know other neighbors and their people. And so I didn't watch a lot of TV during that time, unless it was professional wrestling. Now, I watched wrestling. But anything else like some Saved by the Screech or whatever you was talking about, I didn't get to see much of that. Thank God.
Okay. Well, you were getting in fighting shape, too. Fighting shape.
I've just kind of been in one shape my whole life, just kind of a little skinny, thin rail. I was wiry, but, yeah, I couldn't do anything about you jumping on me, but I sure could help you get off.
Oh, okay. You probably would have been a featherweight in boxing circles, a featherweight, which is 126 pounds.
Oh, no, I was a little heavier than that. I was a little heavier than that. Yeah. You got any other questions about ring announcing or anything there, Q-Tip?
Well, yes. Mr. Sterling, we here at Turnbuckle Turmoil are on the cutting edge of trying to bring innovation to wrestling. Both Sign Guy and myself are always in group think tanks, often over bagels, to bring never-before-seen hybrids to wrestling. For instance, we proposed to a local promoter to build a plywood runway ramp down to the ring, which is portable and covered by a rubberized surface. Thus, when a wrestler is making his entrance, he could pole vault over the top rope, thus combining track and field and wrestling. Well, Mr. Sterling, I don't think today's wrestler appreciates the force of nature. Do you yourself know what the wind speeds are in a tropical wave and a tropical depression?
Yes, absolutely. I live in Louisiana. We get hurricanes 4 times a year.
Oh, okay. Yes. I believe the wind speeds in a tropical wave are up to, but not including, 35 miles per hour, and a tropical depression are winds from 35 to 45 miles per hour. My question is there any chance that Lions Pride Wrestling could set up some fans at ringside and let some Lions Pride wrestlers wrestle in Tropical Wave or Tropical Depression Force Winds.
Anything's possible when it comes to production. I can do just about anything. I've got some of them fans in my bedroom right now as we speak. That's what I sleep with.
See, I think you could hold a Tropical Storm Force Belt Tournament. And you know, who among your wrestlers would be most interested in capturing the first belt called the Tropical Storm Force Belt?
Probably Super Tex McKenzie.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're always trying to have hybrids in wrestling. Yes. Okay. All right.
He's not a hybrid. He's 400 pounds. He's 400 pounds of punch in a damn mouth. That's a big old boy.
Now, is he the bald-headed guy that looks kind of like Stone Cold Steve Austin and he wears a leather vest?
His vest is blue jean material. He wears a black singlet underneath. Yeah, he's bald-headed, got a goatee. Super Tex,
yes.
Brent McKenzie, 400 pounds of punchy in the damn mouth from Waco, Texas. He got his name Super Tex from Super Mex Hernandez because he punched him in the damn mouth and run him out of Texas. And so Brent McKenzie took on. He was Killer McKenzie. Then after he whipped his ass, they started calling Brent McKenzie Super Tech. So that's how he got his name.
Oh, okay. I believe I saw him on one of the videos Sign Guy sent me. Yes, I think it was a four-way ladder match.
Yeah, 400 pounds. He gets on the top rope and does a moonsault.
That's very scary. And very rare. We've only had
very
like
rare,
one
very
wrestler.
Impressive.
Yes.
That's the kind of athleticism that you're going to see at a Lions Pride Sports show. You're going to see that type of unique athleticism from the top of the card to the bottom. Everyone on the card is going to have their own form of entertainment, their niche in the industry, and we provide all that top-notch entertainment and athleticism.
Do you have any wrestlers at Lions Pride in the mode of Gold Dust, kind of gender bending? Kind of a gender bending wrestler.
What's a gender bender wrestler? Could you be more specific?
You know, yes. You know today how they're fiddling with DNA strands and they're letting school children over in Norway choose their sexuality. They're gender confused. Do you have any of those type of wrestlers in Lions Pride?
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Our commentary team actually has one of those that you describe. We have the best commentary team in the independent professional wrestling scene. Our commentary team is made up of Steve Fullhart and Adam Drake. Very professional at what they do. They both come from a radio and television background, so they already have a niche for it, and they also have been lifelong fans of the genre of entertainment of professional wrestling. And Adam Drake, the color commentator, is very confused about his sexuality.
Oh, wow. Is he undergoing,
you know, how you have the LGBTQ community who I am friends with and support that? Well, he's the Q in the LGBTQ. He's questioning.
Oh, questioning. Okay. Oh, all right. Does he cut a kind of like a Boy George-like persona or figure? Boy George.
Would he cut Boy George? Is that what you just asked me?
Does he cut a Boy George-like persona? When you look at him, would you think,
I've never
that's
seen
Boy
him
George?
Cut anybody. I've never seen him cut anybody.
If he formed a band with you, could he be the singer or a Boy George-like persona lead singer, Adam Drake?
First off, if Rod Sterling's in a band, Boy George ain't going to be in it. It'd be more like we talked about earlier, David Allen Coe or Don Conley. And but I tell you what, if Adam Drake wanted to be in my band, I would let him be in my – he's a huge Texas country fan. Adam Drake knows everything there is to know about Texas country.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow.
You don't even know what I just said, and you're agreeing with me. You don't even know what Texas country is.
Well, it usually is kind of like the King of the Hill band. Yes. King of the Hill with Boomhauer on Washington. Okay. I was trying to
you know I've
there.
Been compared what? To Boomhauer? People have told me that I sound a lot like Boomhauer.
Oh, okay.
I don't quite
very
get it.
Good. That's one of the highest compliments you can give a person. Yes.
Okay, well, you're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. Well, Mr. Sterling, for the record, can we have who your high school mascot was and what your school colors were? We have a journal of all the people we interview, and we need their mascot and school colors.
I live in DeQuincy, and we're the DeQuincy Tigers, and our colors are red, white, and gray.
Oh, Quincy Tigers. Okay.
DeQuincy.
Okay. Red, white, and gray. Okay. Now, have you yourself thought of approaching your commissioner at Lions Pride Wrestling and forming a mascot for Lions Pride Wrestling? A mascot.
We do have a mascot for Lions Pride Wrestling.
This is Buddha-level shocking news because almost all wrestling organizations across the United States, territorial, do not have a mascot. Can we ask what the Lions Pride Wrestling mascot is?
It's a damn lion.
Oh, okay. Oh, a lion, okay.
Listen, now, I know you're probably way higher educated than me in this little country town, but damn, son, anybody could have figured that out. We the Lions Pride Sports. Who's the mascot? There ain't no fucking elephant.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have a carved lion out of wood above your concession stand at Lions Pride Wrestling? A carved lion.
We don't, but I could look into getting one.
That would be very good, Mr. Sterling. If I could, I'd mention maybe you could have a high school woodshop class carve a lion for a project of yours. That way you could get the students involved in wrestling and maybe draw some of those students into Lion Pride Wrestling. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting another beer. You lost me there. My bad.
Okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to wrestling, and I hope that you set up a Tropical Storm Bell tournament with fans set at ringside at Tropical Storm Wind Speed. Yes.
Tell you something there, TT. I'm going to take that on consideration. I'm going to bring it up before our championship board and our commissioner, Aaron Presley. And I may even get a few more people involved in it, and we'll see if we can make that happen just for you.
I would be very honored, and if you could keep Stein Guy abreast of the progression of this, I'd be very happy. Yes.
I'm not doing anything with Stein Guy's breast. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. Back to you, Stein Guy.
Thanks, QT. Well, Mr. Sterling, we got a few minutes left in the show, and I want to give you that time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you'd like, social medias, the upcoming appearances, the new training center, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Yes, sir. Like I said before, our next event with Lions Pride Sports is it's called High Voltage, and that's going to be Friday, August the 17th. That's going to be at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Like I said, we're returning there. We were there a few months ago. It's a great facility. What's important about this event, our flagship sponsor is CC Electric. CC Electric is one of the best electrical companies in the area in College Station. They provide everything from residential, commercial, industrial electric needs. They're a great sponsor. They're helping us put on this great event. This is going to be a huge event. Just real quickly, just to let you know a little bit about CC Electric, they received a 4.4 star rating on Google, and that's very rare. 5 stars is the most you can have, and they've got a 4.4. That'd almost be like a Dave Meltzer 4.5-star match. You know what that's like, right? That's awesome. So they're the New Japan Pro there of electrical work, you know what I'm saying? And so Kenny Omega of electrical work down there at Bryan College Station. Some reviews that they've gotten are this. I've heard people say things like, they're my go-to guys. I work with various homeowners, and these are the only electricians I recommend. And so some other people have left some very great reviews about CNC Electric. Someone else also said that these guys are top-notch. I had an electrical emergency at 5:45 p.m. on a Friday, kind of like you guys calling me at 5:45 on a Friday. It's kind of late in the day, you know what I'm saying? And no one would help until they called CNC Electric. They rushed over, fixed the problem immediately. They're also a great contributor to the community, and they also helped out with a war veteran benefit to raise money. So you're asking me, what does that have to do with pro wrestling? That's great. Well, it's because of what I just read to you about CNC Electric, how they help the community, and that has a lot to do with their high-voltage event. CNC Electric has created their own nonprofit organization to help people. And how they help people is that they raise funds for children who are in underprivileged areas in the community to go to college. And that's amazing that they do that. So they raise resources to help kids who normally wouldn't have a chance to go to college or couldn't even get a scholarship or some TOPS program educational scholarship or sports scholarship. Some of the kids who kind of filter through and get left behind, CNC Electric has set up funds and raised funds to help them get further education. And that's the type of people that Lions Pride Sports, Houston Carson and Aaron Presley and myself, who we want to come together with, to do business with. And that's the type of sponsors that we choose, and they choose us because we want to help the community. Here's what we want to say, I guess, as a vision, as Lions Pride Sports. Let's just say something happened to Lions Pride Sports years down the road, which it never will, and it never was in the community again. We want people to say, man, we miss Lions. We wish they were back in the community because the community is better. This region is better because of Lions Pride Sports and all of our gracious sponsors. So this event, like I said, is called High Voltage, and it's going to be August the 17th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You asked me some things about venues earlier. I can assure you that this venue is one of the most top-notch venues I've ever been to. It's huge. They have rodeos there, national finals. They bring in concerts, and it's just a great venue. I'm excited to go back there. That's in Bryan, Texas, the Brazos County Expo Complex. We're going to have a meet and greet time that's going to start at 6:30. Bell time is 7:30. You can get ringside tickets for $75. Second row is $50. General admission is $20. You can go to lionsprideproductions.com for tickets, or, of course, you can always get them at the door the night of event. But I do suggest that you go to lionspridesproductions.com and purchase your tickets ahead of time. They will go quick. Most of our events do sell out. And the reason they sell out is because we're bringing talent, top-tier talent, to all of our shows. I'm sure yourself have seen the flyer for this event and some of our other flyers. Have you not?
I have indeed.
Yes, we have.
Well, some of the things that are important, as you can tell us, flyer, as all of the events of Lions Pride Sports, everyone on this flyer is a star. It's not everyone looks like a star. Everyone is a star, whether they're a regional independent star, whether they are an international superstar, or whether they are on national television, whether they're WWE Hall of Famers, whether they're on the national TV level currently. That's the people, that's the athletes that we're bringing in. Athletes such as Rikishi, WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi, is going to be there at this event. And also at this event, I need you to know that we're going to have Impact, current Impact Wrestling X Division champion. I don't know if you've seen the recent pay-per-view from Impact Wrestling, but Brian Cage will be there at this event. He is the current Impact Wrestling X Division champion. Also, the WWE superstar Chris Masters will be there, the Master Lock, Chris Masters. Also, WWE superstar Rob Conway will be there. Of course, our Lions Pride Sports champion, Mike Dale, will be defending his championship that night. Lions Pride Sports champion Mike Dale will be there. There's also something very important happening that night. We are going to be crowning and reviving a new championship at Lions 360 Championship. This 360 Championship is coveted across Texas. It has been defended by people in different promotions throughout the state of Texas. It for a few years, this championship has been retired, but now we're reviving it, giving it new life, and we will be crowning a brand new Lions Pride Sports 360 champion, and we're doing this in the only way that Lions Pride Sports does things, in a huge way. We will crown that in a fatal five-way elimination match, a fatal five-way elimination match. The contestants in this match, listen to this lineup. Listen to this lineup, sign guy. Ricky Starks, Johnny Swole, Alexander Hammerstone, Jackson Stone, and Barrett Brown. All five of these men will be fighting for a chance to be the new Lions Pride Sports 360 champion. That contest in itself is main event status. That would be a main event on anyone's card. Chris Masters is going to take on Brian Cage. And also, we cannot forget about the ladies. Angel Blue will be taking on Alex Gracia. I don't know if you know, but Alex Gracia was recently featured in Shine, and she's from Aggieland. She's from the area, so she's going to make her debut. And I'm sure there's nothing more that Angel Blue would rather do than spoil that debut. So that's going to be a great ladies' match. Like I said, the Lions Pride Sports Championship is going to be on the line. Mike Dale will be defending that championship against none other than Rob Conway. That's going to be a great match. Earlier, we were talking about Supertech's Brent McKenzie. He's definitely going to be there that night. He is part of a faction. That faction is ran by Chase Paradise. Chase Paradise is a faction called The Brand. And so Supertech's Brent McKenzie is going to be taking on none other than someone else making their debut at Lions Pride Sports. He's one of Texas' own. Moonshine Mantell will be returning to Texas. You need to do your research and your homework on Moonshine Mantell. He was recently at the NXT Performance Center training over there. So he's returning and making his debut back in Texas, and there's no other place that he wanted to do that other than Lions Pride Sports. But he definitely has his work cut out for him when he goes up against Brent McKenzie. Those are going to be two bulls going after it. To borrow a term from the good old JR, it's going to be a slobber knocker. Also, to wrap this up, just a little bit about other things that are be going on. I'm pretty sure that the Juicy One, Danny Ramones, will be on the card. Also, superstars like Chocolate City, that's a tag team made up. of Nobe Bryant and Big Daddy Yum Yum. They're always their fan favorites. The fans love them. Big Daddy Yum Yum, 265 gallons of pure milk chocolate. Sure, they will be on hand. So, like I said, the normal thing with this, with Lions Pride Sports, is we just bring great action, great athleticism. I dare anyone to find me another event on Friday, August the 17th, that compares to this in the country. There's not one. This, you can just look at this flyer, look at this lineup, look at this card. You can go to all of our social media. You can go to Facebook, Lions Pride Sports on Facebook, also Instagram. LionsPrideProductions.com will lead you to all those avenues and all those conduits. LionsPrideProduction.com, we can purchase tickets. Also on that website, you can go and purchase and view video on demand of our past events, all the matches. You can see where our first Lions Prize champion was crowned on that night in Rockdale, Texas, at the Rumble at Rockdale. And so you can go back and research through all that and see all the matches if you weren't able to be there live. In one short year, this company, this promotion, I don't know if you know this or not, Sign Guy, is not even a year old. Last October is when we began, and we're creeping up on being 1 year old. How amazing is that, that we're putting on these type of events in less than a year? We're at a level right now, production-wise and talent-wise, being under a year old, that most companies never even reach in their existence. We've reached it, surpassed it. And I'm saying that humbly, because it all goes and falls on the work ethic of this company, of Houston Carson, the promoter, of our commissioner, Aaron Presley, and who is our legitimate commissioner. It's just not a role that he plays at these events. He is our general manager. He manages this talent. He manages Lions Pride Sports. He helps at our new training facility, trains people. He manages production. He makes sure that every event goes off without a hitch, and he's been a great help to me. We work together pretty close because we're in production together, as you would imagine, and he's been a great asset to me. He's helped me out a lot in what I do, that's for sure, and I have great respect for him. Man, I love what I do. I love ring announcing. I love being part of a great show. And I tell you what, I'm living my dream, especially now that I've reached this level with this company, with Lions Pride Sports, and all that we're achieving just in a short amount of time. And it's off of the backs of the work of hard work of, you know, of people. You know, it's just they work hard at what they do. And it's only a small group of people. I mean, you look at these shows and how we're running 650 to 1,000 people per show. We're selling out venues everywhere we go. But I can assure you, we don't have the production team of a WWE or anything like that. It's a small group of people who put on these shows, and it's a lot of hard work. But it's paying off. And the one thing that I do love about this company is, like we spoke about, every show that we do, we find a nonprofit, a charity, an organization who's doing good in the community, and we support them. We give proceeds and resources to them to help them. And that's the reason I drive 4.5 to 5 hours. That's the only thing we talk about that. I realize that I'm not doing these events in my backyard or in my parish or county. I'm driving literally 4.5 to 5 hours to set up equipment for 6 hours, do an event, tear down equipment for 6 hours, get a hotel, be away from home, be away from family, drive back home again another 5 hours to get back home, give up my whole weekend for these events. I do that because of the quality of people and the quality of company of Lions Pride Sports and Houston Carson and Aaron Presley and everyone involved, for helping others. And I want to be a part of something that's making a difference. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does, yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was agreeing with you.
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to put all that out there about our next event, and the way you can help support us is call, buy a ticket, go to our social media, and support us there. If anyone wants to follow me, I'm not sure, especially after listening to this interview, why you would want to follow me, but I'm on social media at Facebook at Rod Sterling. That's Rod Sterling, R-O-D, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. I'm on Facebook. I don't do a lot of social media things. I'm kind of not from that generation. I sometimes think social media is just fake. It's not real life. But it is a tool that we can use to show people, you know, what we do in our lives. And the most of things that I put on there are some family things and mostly Lions Pride sports events and things that we're doing and pictures of those events. I tell you what, something else that we talk about, like being a fan, I've actually, you know, anytime you do this and you, even if you've been doing it, say, 8 or 9 years about what I've been doing it, you still love what you do and you're still a fan at heart. And I've gotten to meet just some very, very good people through this and people I thought I'd never meet, much less share a ring or even share a locker room with. You know, international superstars such as the Killer Elite Squad, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and Lance Hoyt, or Lance Archer as he's known in New Japan Pro Wrestling. They're on our roster. Lance Hoyt actually is a former Lions Pride Sports champion. He's our second champion ever, and then Mike Dale defeated him. And so getting to meet people and work with people like that has been just a it's just been a cool thing for me to do. Meeting people like Jerry the King Lawler, like we talked about, Rikishi, Billy Gunn, Shane Douglas, ECW legend, getting to work with him. And then, and not to mention that, I mean, those guys are, you know, names who've been in this business for a while and legends. But I'm telling you, there are some great talent out there in the independent scene, especially in Texas, that people need to pay attention to. I mean, they're stars already. It doesn't matter. They might not be on national TV or a huge level like that, but they're definitely stars in their own right. They're putting butts in seats. Chocolate City, like we talked about, Supertex, Brent McKenzie, Mike Dell, our champion. Vordell Walker. I'm missing some people's names, but Danny Ramones, one of the most entertaining athletes that I've ever witnessed. And so the names in the list go on, and you can see all that on our social media. But it feels good to be around that type of talent and that type of professionalism, especially someone like Houston Carson. And I believe what makes Lions Pride Sports the best company, definitely the best, more successful wrestling company in Texas, if not the South, if not the nation, is because this is what we do. This is not a hobby. This isn't what we're doing on weekends. This is what this man and his family and the others around him do for a living. This is his livelihood. This is what puts food on his table and the tables of all the athletes that come in. So we're serious about this. We have no choice but to be successful, and those are the type of people that I want to support. Just being a ring announcer or production guy, I mean, I'm part of the show. I'm not a big part of the show, but that's why I do what I do. I support that. That's who I want to support. I want to support those people. Apparently what I do is deemed worthy enough or talent enough to be there, and it's not that I'm anybody, but I'm thankful for that position. And I just want to do whatever I can do, any talents that I have, to support this company and just go upwards and onwards. I've always said this about myself. You can definitely probably find other ring announcers or production people that are better looking to me, sound better than me, maybe more talented than me. But I can promise you this, and I hang my hat on this, you're not going to find someone who works harder than I do at what I do. When we show up, it's time to go to work. Afterwards, we can cut up and hang out. But I work hard at what I do, and that's just how I am in life and everything that I do. I put everything into it. If my heart's into it like this, then you're going to get everything I got. And so that's what I hang my hat on, that I'm going to work hard for you. So anyway, man, is there is there anything else you want to touch on or ask me? We've been here about an hour and 18 minutes, about more than half of this with your boy QT over there. Was we could probably edit all that out. But
Come on.
But I don't know if there's anything else. I got time, man. If you want to talk to me, ask me questions, do that. Whatever you need to do, I'm here, man. I'm open book for you.
I think we're going to save it for the next time because we're definitely going to have you back on the show. But I think we will wrap things up for today, and I want to thank you again for being on. It was a pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to seeing Lions Pride Sports progressing. They've been doing great, great work so far. Very professionally ran organization. So best of luck to not only yourself, but everybody involved with that.
Yes, sir. And real quickly, I didn't touch on it. I needed to. And just to let you know, Houston Carson and no one in the company is telling me what to say about this guy. This is just me speaking from my heart about this company. And we touched on it a little bit, but not only are events that we're doing now and we're touring, but we have recently opened up the Lions Den. And what that is the official training facility for Lions Pride Sports. So not only are we putting on great events now, but you have a place if you're living in that area or care to drive to that area to stay in College Station to be trained to be the next big thing in professional wrestling. And I've always said this about anything. If you want to be the best and be successful at what you do, why not go to the best? Why not go to the successful and learn from them? That's who you need to learn from. And you can look at our roster and our leadership of this company and know if you're going to the Lions Den, our training facility, you're going to get the best training that there is, period. And you can look on our website and our Facebook for that information if anyone's listening to this and you're interested in training, or you may be in the business just wanting to be better, or maybe you're wanting to get your foot in the door, the Lions Pride Sports. This is the best way to do it. Show up and work. Show them what you got. Our training facility is located in Bryan, Texas, on East Martin Luther King Jr. Street. That's easy to find. You can Google that. It's 107 East Martin Luther King Street in Bryan, Texas. But like I said, you can find out all this information on our social media, Lions Pride Sports. Just scroll down. You'll see all that. And you can know that you're going to be trained by some of the best in this business right now. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful addition to what is Lions Pride Sports. It's turning into more than just a wrestling event. You can see that. It's growing and growing. And maybe not a lot of people know this, but Houston Carson, the owner and the promoter for this, is actually a fitness trainer. He is a personal trainer and licensed. This is what he does. So why not go to someone like that? That's where you're going to get the best results and do things the right way. You know what I'm saying? You want to do things the right way, the correct way, because that's what's going to prolong your livelihood in this business. And so I just needed to give a little quick plug about that. And so like I said, look here, man. I know you up there in Washington. I'm down here in Louisiana. It's a Friday night in Louisiana, and I don't know what y'all do up there, but I got to get into popping open some ice cold gimmicks down here. If I don't, I'm going to go about slap crazy. That other interview you had interviewing me is about testing my last nerve, and I got to get some cold beers in me.
Well, we'll be
not the first time QT has affected someone in that manner, but definitely thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate it. And listeners, if you get the chance, if you're in Texas, check out a Lion Pride Sports event. If you're not in Texas, they have some YouTube available. They're doing big things down there. It's very well ran. Lots of very first-class talent. So check them out. Support what they do. If you're up here in our neck of the woods, you can see me in one of two spots tomorrow and also at the Jade Ford Benefit Show at BCW on Sunday in Portland. So find me, buy a couple of T-shirts if you're so inclined, and we will talk to you Sunday afternoon. Sunday we have, out of the aforementioned BCW, the still-injured Lance Dean. He'll be our guest one more time, so join us then, and get out there, support your local independents.
Yes.